Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. One of the main goals of this podcast is to help you, the listener, learn to see life from a different point of view. Life is an amazing gift, but life, if we're being honest, is littered with moments of pain. I'm talking physical pain, emotional pain, mental pain, relational pain, and as long as we're being honest here, life has more than its fair share of sorrow and suffering. At times, life honestly doesn't seem fair. I'm just being honest. I don't know about you, but since coming to know Jesus, my life has been anything but easy. Have you ever thought about that? Why is that? I believe it's because the enemy of God, the liar, Satan, wants to bring such massive discouragement to the body of Christ that we get to the point of simply giving up. In other words, if he can silence the testimonies of those whom God has redeemed, he has effectively cut off the light of the redeeming love of Christ that the Lord wants to pour out of every believer's life. God's word tells us that if we are redeemed, we are to say so. The liar has basically declared war on the followers of Jesus Christ. And if we are at war, we need to know how to fight, and we need to know the weapons of our warfare. And what gets me riled up the most, and what keeps me in a constant state of spiritual warfare is when the enemy messes with my family. I fight by crying out to God, specifically in songs of worship and spiritual warfare. I fight by declaring the written word of God over my family. I remind myself to put on and to use the whole armor of God that he has provided for me. And here is that armor in a nutshell. I won't expound on it. You get the idea. It's found in Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 17. We need to be reminded of this. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist on the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having belted your waist with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having strapped on your feet the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Now, I say all that to say this. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. And there's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. He does not even waste our failures. And that is a vital thing to understand and to know when waging spiritual warfare. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song, We Are Strong in the Lord. This is from the worship recording called This Is My Destiny, and the song came to me way back on August 8th of 1989, and here's how the song was born. While leading the body of Christ in praise, it became apparent to me that part of my job as a worship leader is to encourage the body of Christ to rise up and assume the identity God has given us. Overcomers, victors, mighty men and women of valor, we are triumphant because Christ is triumphant over sin, over death, and over the enemy. We are strong in the Lord, not by our own strength, but by His. We are called to be warriors who do not allow the enemy to overrun us. Rather, we are called to storm the very gates of hell. This song came as an admonition to believers to walk in their true identity. It's a song of boisterous praise to our God, boldly proclaiming who we are as a result of who He is. Do you have something you're waging spiritual warfare over right now in your life? Use this song as a catalyst to launch you right into the midst of the battle. And understand this, you are a victor. You are victorious because of who you serve and who you belong to. Let's bless him.
Ready to storm the gates of hell? Believers, do you know who you are? Then rise up and be the church. Be who God has called you to be. Bless you, Lord.
Second Corinthians 10, verses 3 through 5 says this, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not wage battle according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. We are destroying arguments and all arrogance raised against the knowledge of God, and we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ." One of the practical things my wife and I practice is speaking the truth out loud to God, to our own minds, and to the liar. We verbally and mentally and spiritually put him and his lies underneath our feet by faith in the Word of God. We also remind ourselves of who and whose we are. We say it out loud. There just is something powerful about speaking God's truth into our own atmosphere. And even when we fail or when we fall or when we feel wounded by the lies of the enemy, we do not become victims. We rise up as victors over the liar and over his lies by getting up from where we fell and heading with all our might right back toward the finish line. And what is that? Jesus. We head right back to Jesus. The only failure is the man or woman who falls or gets knocked down and just decides to not get back up. Let's be the soldiers of the cross we are called to be, and let's boldly speak forth the word of truth in spiritual warfare against the enemy. And while we're at it, let's help others in their battles. Fight for your spouse. Fight for your children and for your grandchildren. Fight for your friends. Help bind up the wounds of the fallen and help them get back up and get back to fighting. I'll tell you this, knowing Jesus Christ intimately is worth every battle and every struggle I have ever had to go through. To him, I was worth dying for. To me, he is worth dying for, and he's worth living for. And remember this, the loss of one battle does not equal the loss of the war. Just keep getting back up. War can be devastating at times, yet necessary in the spiritual realm in which we live our true reality. Don't be a timid warrior. Be a bold and relentless warrior in the army of God. That's really who you are. And let's just practice being who we are by proclaiming the word of God over our own lives today. We are strong in the Lord, regardless of what the enemy would try to get you to believe. You are who your Father says you are. Be that. I've loved today's podcast because I needed to hear it myself. As long as the enemy is around and as long as he is spouting off his lies, we'll have to do spiritual warfare on this earth. It's just part of our reality. Let's be strong in the Lord, in the strength of his might. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you, as usual, by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my amazing, beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. To help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, would you consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's another way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called us to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple and it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I posted there. Check it out, allinallchurch.com. You can also join us online the first Wednesday evening of each month for worship at All in All Church. Just go to facebook.com/TheRealDennisJernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's facebook.com/TheRealDennisJernigan, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Mark it on your calendar right now. Worship with All in All Church, first Wednesday of each month. And if you don't mind, would you take a few seconds and leave me a review wherever you happen to be listening to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast? It really does help increase listeners when you leave those reviews, and that would mean a lot to me. Now, don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon, like my autobiography, Sing Over Me, the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind. You can also get a copy of my latest book, The Middle of Nowhere, which details some of my journey through the most difficult times of my life when I've waged spiritual warfare, including my current battle with Parkinson's. I also have two fantasy book series for young readers. I have several children's books, several devotional books, and even a novel called The Short Life. You can find them all on Amazon.com. I want to thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can always go to DennisJernigan.com. You can follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of today's song, We Are Strong in the Lord, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com, or you can always go to iTunes. And remember this, if you remember nothing else from today's podcast, get this, God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be the warrior he says you are.